vulnerable.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a teacher in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are pushing CRT.
You know, these unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
Mm-hmm. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The most important. More rains tonight, more rains tomorrow, off and on activity, locally heavy, good deal of moisture. The atmosphere continues to provide the fuel for heavy downpours. No imminent danger, so no watches are in effect at this time. And the threat will continue for the heavy rains over the next several days. Overnight low 70s, tomorrow afternoon's highs of 80s. The feel like temperatures in the mid 90s. Good chance Thursday, little less chance Friday, and even less chance more sunshine and more heat over the weekend. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Need to replace your Social Security card? In most states, you can request one online with a My Social Security account. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And streaming live, of course, on WGSO.com. No Mike Hinson tonight, but Tony's here with us. And we also have some very special guests. We have Kenny and Reed from Bucktown All-Stars. How's it going, gentlemen?
You're right. Going good.
Good.
Good to be with you.
Well, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I know it's getting hot out, so, you know, and we are able to actually do things again. So I appreciate you taking the time out to come by and say hello and tell us all about what you guys got going on. But first, Tell me a little bit about the background of the band and you guys' background. What inspired you to become musicians?
Well, the band started in 1992 with a group of guys that were together in high school. I was not in that original startup, but I'm one of the new guys in the band. I didn't come along until 1994. But yeah, they had a band, a four-piece band, and then they were sitting around and they said, you know, we ought to add a horn section to it. Mm-hmm. And the horn section was born, and it went from the mix to the Bucktown All-Stars. And it's been, ever since 92, just getting it in around town.
Well, and you kind of lucked out, because I think that's the hardest part about being in a band is getting it off the ground. So you strolled in at the right point.
Absolutely.
So Reed, tell me about your background and how you got started.
Sure. I'm a lifelong musician. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a family that embraced music. My mom's cousin was Connie Jones, who was a well-known jazz trumpet player, played with Pete Fountain for many years. Mm-hmm. And his kids were my age, and so his youngest son and I were both guitar players and mm-hmm. had bands in high school and everything. So I'd literally been, you know, and like a lot of cats, I started in church, playing in church and stuff. So really, it started at like 11 years old, picking up the guitar. And, you know, once I realized, well, at first I thought clarinet was too cheesy for a sixth grader to play, so I switched to guitar. But now I love clarinet, so I wish I still played it. And just been playing ever since. And I'm fortunate to, you know, make a living in the music industry by day and play in music on the weekends and nights with these guys. So.
Well, and I think that what's that old phrase that if you love what you're doing, that you never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
And if I was to say what's the key to life, I think that's it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, whenever you don't have, when you don't wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, I have to go do this again.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
And pre-COVID, when we were working a lot, people asked me, man, how do you keep up with the grind? It seems like all the time. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I can't say that there's not a day that I'd be sitting on the sofa thinking, man, I wish I didn't have to get up and go to work. But then when I get there, I've never come home thinking, man, I wish I wouldn't have gone.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I think the only downside to it is it's not the load in, it's the load out.
Well, you know, for many years, we were our own road crew, and mm-hmm. we used to call it the camaraderie hour, you know,
yeah,
joking around, having fun, talking about what the future, all these kind of stuff. And then how long? About 10 years ago, we realized we're getting old. We're just going to hire these guys to do it. So now.
And when we first started doing it, the equipment stayed at one of the guys' house. So mm-hmm. we'd all have to go to his house. None of it was in cases. So you had to load the stuff into five or six cars mm-hmm. and then unload it and play the gig and then go back to his house at night to unload it. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a professional outfit now with a real truck and a crew and everything's in cases. And, you know, it's definitely come a long way.
That's the way to do it, because I hated having to help load the bass amp.
Yeah.
And it's because I was the lead singer, so, you know, what am I going to say? I'll just carry my microphone. That doesn't fly.
You sound like a trumpet player.
You could suddenly get a case of IBS right before tour starts.
Right, yeah. Well, I've seen it happen many times. People will just vanish at the end of the night. Like, where the hell did blah, blah, blah go?
Yeah.
Must have been something I had.
We've been there.
So with the pandemic, I mean, it's given everybody a lot of time at home, a lot of time to pick up on new things. So what have you guys been doing over the last, what, I guess, 15 months?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like a lot of people, I mean, our industry, as you know, was one of the first to shut down and really has been one of the last to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for us, I think, you know, I can speak probably for most musicians, it was like having the rug pulled from under you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were fortunate that a few of the gigs, you know, a lot of the work that we do is contracted work. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like playing the club scene like we used to when we were younger and have to rely on the weather or whatever. So we were able to push a lot of the contracted gigs into the future. So now we're actually playing gigs that
right.
got rescheduled three or four times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were able to do some live stream kind of things early on. We played at Rock and Bowl and raised money for the Jazz and Heritage's Musicians Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as other regions outside of New Orleans started to open up, a number of our clients, like, found a venue in Mississippi out in the woods somewhere.
Right. That had an outdoor stage. And it's
yeah, that's
covered,
awesome.
But outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we were able to work through it just not like we were used to working. But it's starting to come back.
June
was good. July, but June was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's getting that super hot weather, you know, so and a lot of people want to do things outside. But, yeah, you know, I have a friend who's a union stagehand, and, you know, that talk about devastating.
Yeah. Right.
Goodness. You know, that's why, and that's part of the reason why you guys are here is to talk
They're
about
still not back up and running.
Not all the way, no. He's in St. Louis, but, you know, he's just now getting a couple of gigs here and there. But, I mean, you're talking about people that were making, you know, he's making $200-$400 in the night and working six nights out of the week, you know, that's a hell of a pay cut.
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, one of the things I describe the music industry as is, especially for people like stagehands, is being an invisible industry. You know, everybody's familiar with the artist on the stage, but in a big production, you know, you could have 10 times as many people working behind the scenes that the average person doesn't realize is employed by that show. You know, whether it's stagehands, sound guys, lighting, caterers, I mean, the people who take the tickets. I mean, it really is an ecosystem that's been, that was shut down. So.
Yeah, and that's what, one of the things you guys are here to talk about is playing the Funky Uncle tomorrow night. And, you know, what a wonderful thing this has been for the last 15 months, where all the proceeds go to the gig workers, the musicians of New Orleans, and it's all going being put back to good use. And such a wonderful event. And, you know, like we were talking a little bit before the show about, you know, hopefully this is something that can continue on, because I think this is something that's needed for multiple reasons. One, we want to get, like you guys, we want to get your music out around the world. But also we can still, even though there's not a pandemic, I think it could still benefit people.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking forward to it, especially for out-of-town people that can tune in to the Funky Uncle's YouTube channel or on their website. And I think we're going to simulcast it on our Facebook. But so if you're out of town and you want to see something going on in New Orleans, right there's a way to do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I told you, I grew up in St. Louis. If this was going on whenever I was still living up there, I'd have been tuned in every week.
Yeah.
So do you guys mind sticking around? We need to take a quick break.
No, yeah, sure.
Happy to.
All right. And we're going to play one of your live tracks, and it is, what do we got?
We got Ain't No Mountain.
All right. That was from Champion Square. We were playing for a Saints game.
Oh,
and
nice.
Recorded this one just off of the board at the Champion Square event. That was cool. And by the way, when the Bucktown All-Stars play Champion Square, the Saints are undefeated.
Oh, there you go. Then you need to be playing every week. You guys just all football season, you know what you're doing on Sundays now. Even if they're not playing at home, you're going to have to be out there. All right, we'll be back with more. This is Ain't No Mountain by the Bucktown All-Stars.
I told you we'd always Media Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
You ever have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf, Ask a Louisiana Lawyer, every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. We're talking to Kenny Kurth and Reed Wick from the award-winning New Orleans funk band, Bucktown All-Stars. So we were talking a little bit about the break, about playing gigs, and I always like to ask this question to all the musicians that come on, because everybody has at least one memorable show, whether it's good, bad, or the insane. So I love to hear these stories. So
I think there's probably... couple that we can't say on
right,
the radio.
Right. There's a few insane. I mean, you know, we love playing French Quarter Fest every year. That's just one of the things. People that come out to see us, and that's the only time that they see us all year, is at French Quarter Fest. Unfortunately, this year, we were booked on Sunday, and Sunday got canned because of a conflict with the Saints game. But
yeah. Oh, maybe we could play Champion Square instead.
There you go. I am all for it.
Saints Giants.
I'll start the petition right now.
But yeah, that's a cool gig. And we used to play the Sugar Bowl, which was fun for me. I'm a big college football nut, so it was fun getting out there in front of the Superdome. What about you, Reed?
Oh, man, there's been some surreal ones for sure. We just mentioned, you know, like, getting to play Peyton Manning's retirement party, you know. So there, you know, there's one gig that we do in Baton Rouge every other year because their policies, they won't have the same band every year.
Yeah.
But we play
Spanish Town
Mardi Gras. And so we, you know, we love Crew of Tux, and we love some of the craziness
that
goes on.
Spanish Town is kind of like if Endymion and Tux got together and had a baby, it would be Spanish Town because it's huge, but it's very cutting edge.
And so it's for me, I spend a little too much time in Baton Rouge dealing with state legislator stuff during the day. And to see some of these people totally, like to see that town one night a year cut loose, mm-hmm. and to be a part of it is just pretty electric, you know. So, but there's plenty of those kind of gigs that, you know.
And then a home away from home has been Rock and Bowl for years and years and years. John Blanchard has been wonderful to us for, since the beginning. First job I ever played with the Bucktown All-Stars was at Rock and Bowl.
Wow.
And we were splitting the night with Paula and the Pontiacs. So Paula and the Pontiacs would play, then we would play. Paula and the Pontiacs would play, then we would play. And we get into the end of the night, it's like 1:45, and we had played every song we know. So we played a 15-minute version of Mustang Sally. Everybody in the band soloed. It was crazy.
So speaking of playing out, what do you guys have coming up?
Well, we got a Rock and Bowl show coming in August. August the 13th will be our back-to-school night at Rock and Bowl. And that's really a big night for us. We encourage everybody to come out and wear their high school colors.
Oh, wow.
As much as they can still fit into. And we have people that show up in cheerleading costumes and drum major costumes and football uniforms and baseball. It's fun. And we try to have a little competition during the night, you know, the Holy Cross Jesuit thing and public school, private school. And we even give a shout out to our guys from the School of Hard Knocks, our GED guys.
All I know is that, you know, I ran track in high school and my arm can barely fit in my track uniform.
I was just getting ready to say, I still have my Letterman's jacket from playing basketball and baseball, and I don't think it'll button.
Might have to bring out my my tacky prom suit for you guys.
One year I wore a cap and gown.
That's awesome.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a fun night, and a lot of people participate in dressing up. You know, even if it's just a T-shirt, and then everybody wants to sing their fight song, and it's
cool.
It's a cool night. Okay. August the 13th at Rock.
August the 13th, and where can folks go to find out more information about you guys?
BucktownAllStars.com, and we're on every form of social media known to man as the Bucktown All-Stars. I think on Snapchat we're B-Town All-Stars, but every place else is Bucktown All-Stars. And, you know, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, FarmersOnly.com.
Farmers Only.
Christian Mingle.
I thought I recognized you from somewhere.
That's where it's from.
We're working on an OnlyFans page.
Well, apparently that's where the money's at nowadays.
SugarDaddies.com.
I like
a whole new meaning to intimate performances.
And make sure tomorrow night that you go to FunkyUncle.live, 7 o'clock. These guys are going to be performing, and it's a blast. It's been a while since I've seen you. I think the last time I saw you guys was at French Quarter Festival. So you don't want to miss it. And when you see them, make sure you tell them that they have to play every Saints game moving forward.
That's right.
That's just the way it goes.
And hey, real quick about the Funky Uncle. You know, Frenchie actually painted us on the night of the only CD we ever released. We recorded live at Rock and Bowl, and Frenchie painted us that night at the Rock and Bowl.
Yeah.
That's amazing, and he does such a great job, and that's another reason why to watch is him doing the artwork and painting the pictures as you're performing. It's just so cool. So tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, be there, funkyuncle.live, and it'll replay again on Friday night, I believe. So, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much
thank
for coming
for
by.
Us.
I really appreciate it.
So
stop by anytime.
Thank you so much.
And like I said, I'm going to hold you too. I'm starting the petition.
Yep.
Change.org petition. You guys are there every week. All right, well, we're going to be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Hi, I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar, located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Rum is the chosen spirit of Palace Cafe's Black Duck Bar and features an extensive rum collection from all over the world. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine. Look forward to seeing you soon at Palace Cafe's new Black Duck Bar.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Former Governor Edwin Edwards is under hospice care, but his wife says the 93-year-old is still doing well and is not imminently close to death. On Talk Louisiana, Trina Edwards told Jim Inkster, Edwin has been losing some strength in recent weeks and agreed to place himself in hospice care, but is still in good spirits.
The only reason that we put him in hospice is, you know, he's been in a wheelchair for a while, and it was getting a lot harder for me to do things like, you know, lift him and get him around.
Today is William Tate IV's first day on the job as LSU's president. One of the topics he addressed was the school's need to focus on scholar athletes. He says not every athlete is going to make it on a professional level.
And they've got to be prepared to be outstanding citizens in our country. And so the fact is they've got to take scholarship first. I think LSU does a fine job at that, but I would like to see us even better.
Tate also said every Title IX complaint should be thoroughly investigated. LRN.
The internet has certainly changed things, from socializing to gaming, but cyberspace can also be dangerous and even deadly. Be sure your kids know the perils lurking online. Don't simply rely on software applications or device restrictions. Know the websites they're visiting, people they're talking to, and info they're sharing. Tell them to come to you if any situation online makes them feel uncomfortable. Let's keep our kids safe. Learn more at agjefflandry.com/cybersafety.
The opinions, findings, and conclusions or recommendations expressed here are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Department of Justice or LCLE, Office of Justice Programs. Subgrant 2018.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can't afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
You gotta fight for liberty. I'm Bill Juneau. Join me on my new radio show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Thursday afternoon for our fifth season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball throughout the season, live at world-famous R&O's Restaurant in historic Bucktown from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
They have the power. We have the numbers now. It's all just a constant illusion of control. They break us like horses.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Of course, streaming live on WGSO.com. Want to make sure we thank the Bucktown All-Stars for stopping by. That was really nice of them. And make sure that you go check out on FunkyUncle.live tomorrow night, their performance at the Funky Uncle.
Y'all better watch it. Absolutely. We'll know if you don't.
That's right.
We're watching you. You can't see us, but
we're watching you watch them. All right. So I guess it's time to dive into what we normally talk about on Tuesdays in the world of professional wrestling.
Yeah, I love it. Let's talk about some wrestling, BJ.
So the big news came out today that Jimmy Uso, he was arrested for the third time in 2 years for a DUI.
We love a good party.
Oh, yes, we do.
But we love to party responsibly as well.
That's right. So, you know, and especially in a situation like this, whenever you're a celebrity or anybody in the public eye, it always blows my mind that somebody would take that chance in drive while intoxicated. And granted, he hasn't been convicted, so we have to say he was allegedly.
Well, you know, he was actually released from jail while we were on air today, so nothing official is out yet, but it's just a matter of time. I don't see this going well for him.
No, not for the third time. And on top of it, he blew a 0.205. So that's more than twice the legal limit of 0.08 in Florida.
For those of you who are mathematically challenged like myself, that's a lot. That's a big number. 0.2 doesn't seem like a lot because it's not even one. If it's one, you're dead. Let me just make that clear. If you got a 1.0, you're dead. But a 0.2 is just ridiculous numbers. That is, as I would describe it, not fun drunk.
No. And he was pulled over because he blew through a red light while driving 50 miles an hour in a 30.
Been there, done that, but not while drinking.
Yeah. You usually, if you know, again, not condoning drinking or driving, but you would think that if somebody has been drinking that they're going to be making sure that they're minding their P's and Q's.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, if you watch the video, when he gets out of the car, he's swaying and everything. And I get it. It's dark out. Signs are a little hard to see. I've been known to be like, only 30? That's ridiculous. But the golden rule is do not break the law while you're breaking the law. Don't do it.
That's
don't
a very good way to. I don't think I've ever heard that put so eloquently.
Well, next time you catch yourself breaking the law, you're going to remember it.
Don't break the law while breaking the law.
Yeah. No left turns on red.
Well, and, you know, I just don't see any way where he doesn't.
This works out for him?
Yeah, I just don't think that that they've got the tolerance for that kind of stuff anymore.
Well, you know, the ranks are thinning. It's just really whack because, like, I just think of the plot line, the storyline, and WWE's already struggling. One of the best storylines they have involves the Usos and Roman Reigns, but now it's going to be like, what? Jay's going to come back and he's going to be like, oh, where's my brother? And they're going to be like, oh, he got beat up by the Edge. But really, they're just dumping Jimmy. Like, it doesn't make, it's not going to make sense to me. It's hard for you to be the head of the table when you're the only person at the table, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's just, it's messy.
Well, let's go ahead and call him our loser of the week. I think that's fair.
Loser! I just love the voice of the people,
right?
It's just good. It makes you feel like you're part of the community.
And to your point, you know, the part of the storyline, which was pretty good last Friday night on SmackDown, was Edge... Jimmy called out Edge, and Edge proceeded to beat the tar out of him. And although I did really like him kicking the spindle off of the metal folding chair and using that in his mouth to put him in a crossface.
Yeah, very, very creative sadism, I gotta admit. You love it. You love the creativeness. But yeah, it was really good. And honestly, like, you couldn't have wrote it better, because... they're going to have some excuse for why Jimmy doesn't come back. And I think that beatdown would work out. And it's good story writing as well, you know, because it's like the big thing with Edge and Roman Reigns is you look at that lineup and you go, wow, those are both two fan favorite performers. Mm. Who's the babyface? Who's the heel? Do you have to pick? I don't think you have to pick with those two guys. I think you can let them really let this be like almost like a turf war. Mm-hmm. Like, who's the bigger dog in this situation? I think it's going to be Roman Reigns. But Roman Reigns versus Edge, man, that's sick. I love it. Love the good matchup.
I do too. And the only thing that I could say is that if I were to do it a little bit differently, would be to wait for have it at SummerSlam. But that's still a hell of a Money in the Bank match. And I guess this will be a first one. This will be the first show of them going back out on the road.
Yeah, it will. And you know, you say that, and you say it would be better for SummerSlam. How do we know we're not going to get that? Like, WWE stays rehashing the same stuff. It's like we're going to get this really great match for Money in the Bank, and I'm pretty excited about it personally. But I feel like after that, it's just going to be good. We'll have a couple other weekly episodes where it's like some development, and then just throw it right back in the air fryer, good as new. By the way, if y'all are listening to this and you haven't bought an air fryer or tried an air fryer, boy, let me tell you, those leftovers are delicious. The WWE has a great model to base this off of.
Even French fries, which are terrible reheated, are wonderful in an air fryer. So you can use that however you want, because there's some pretty bad leftovers that are hanging around WWE.
Are you saying the WWE is giving us leftover French fries?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
I almost think that some of it is leftovers from like the early 90s. Nah, not the early 90s, but maybe like 94-ish, like when they were still kind of trying to figure out what they were doing before the Attitude Era, and WCW was passing them by. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I zoned out a little bit. I thought you were telling me you had leftover French fries from 94, and I was like,
McDonald's might last.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That'd be a great episode of Super Size Me. But I don't know. You just looked at the clock. I don't know if we're running out of time, but since we were talking... Okay, cool. Since we were talking about SmackDown, I wanted to talk about something that I think they are doing well, and I would love to see more of, and it's Kevin Owens.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, you know, it's the same song each week. A very low-key, not even like main event match. One of the best matches of the night, if not the best match. I think every week for the past month, you could look at Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens going at it, and it's just, it's what you want to see. It's what we come for. And now that we kind of are seeing like some resolution, I think we're going to see a little bit of a Kevin Owens push. I think that he is a great contender. I think that he has the ability to really get the spotlight he deserves, and they're just not giving it to him. Why? Why? I think this is a chance, and I think that if the WWE like just glazes over this, I think it's a huge missed opportunity.
I agree, because that match was fantastic. It was a last man standing match, and they tore the roof off, literally. Like, they just tore that place apart, and Kevin Owens, you're 100% right. He's great on the microphone. He's a great in-ring performer. Why not?
And the fans like him.
Yeah. I mean, he's over with everybody. And he's my pick for Money in the Bank, to win the Money in the Bank ladder match.
That's very interesting. I would like to see that. You know, I haven't really thought about who was going to win that. That's a good prediction. Have they finalized everyone who's going to be in that match?
No, it'll finalize on Friday night. There's 2 spots left.
Okay. Huh. That's going to be interesting. We'll have to talk about that next week.
Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I could see it if it was Drew McIntyre, but I still think Kevin Owens is the one to come out on top, because I think you're right. I think that it's time to give him that push and put him back in a title picture.
I would think that I think Kevin Owens is one of like the truest wrestlers out there. And when I say true, I don't obviously I mean like true TRUE, but back in like the MySpace days, if you're familiar, people used to spell true TR00 true. And for some reason that spelling of it just sits closer to me. And I think Kevin Owens is just he's just true, man. And I would just love to see it. He's not Bobby Lashley going to be like, give me 6 ladies. I need a harem every time I'm on the microphone.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Owens would go out there. He would do his damn job, and he would do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
want to see it.
The draft is coming up. I think it's coming up after SummerSlam. So, you know, just because if he were to win Money in the Bank, or even Drew McIntyre for that matter,
mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they're going to cash it in on their respective shows that they're on right now, because that draft could change everything. And they don't have to regardless, because they can cash it in on either program.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you could still keep Roman Reigns in place and then have Kevin Owens go try to cash in on Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. And, you know, bringing up the draft really kind of makes things very interesting, because you know, we're talking about SmackDown right now, but not just because it's good programming, but I think we talk about SmackDown the most because Raw is leaving me feeling just that. I feel like they're just rubbing the same spot over and over and over and over again, and I'm chafing watching Raw. And I think that if this draft goes well, it could just give Raw the life it needs, because
I think the highlight of what I saw last night was Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre. I thought
you were going to say the credits.
Well, if they had them. They have the logo that pops up at the end.
Yeah.
But that was about as good as it got all night long. And Jinder Mahal, and I forgot who the 2 guys are with him now, but they gave the beat down to Drew McIntyre and mm-hmm. stole his family sword, which I don't know why he just now got a family sword, but you know, whatever.
It's his side quest.
Side quest. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about AEW and preview what they got going on tomorrow night for their first show on the road in Miami.
I love to hear it. I love people getting back on the road. It's a great time to be alive. Nature is healing itself, y'all.
That's right. We'll be back with more after this.
Never really wanted to be number one. Just wanted to love everyone. Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this? More to this? More.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, July 24th and 25th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, July 24th and 25th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gun Bar is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And this is going to be my last segment until Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am going to do the show Friday.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm having a little staycation.
A little staycation?
Yep.
Kicking it at home.
Kicking it at home.
Feet on the ottoman.
Yep.
Echo on your lap.
Yep. One of my good friends. I've been friends with for 37 years. Since
Echo?
I was four. No. Feels like 37 years sometimes with Echo. No. My friend's coming into town, so going to spend some time with him. He's never been to New Orleans, so it'll be a good time.
Nice. You guys should get a tandem bicycle and ride through City Park together.
He would be all in for that. Trust me.
That'd be nice.
He loves to do anything goofy, so yeah, he'd be all in for it. Well, let's talk about AEW and what they got going on tomorrow night. They are going to be live from the James L. Knight Center in Miami, Florida.
Yeah, and I love the promos for this. They're very Miami-based. I feel like I'm looking at a Tron promo. you know, there is a match I'm pretty excited for, but it's a match involving someone who I think had a pretty good match last week as well. It's also someone who I was janking on last week, and it's MJF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I feel like that's a curse of mine, is I'll say something really bad about someone, and then right afterwards, I'll just see them everywhere. And everything I see about them, I'm like, maybe I'm hating too hard. Maybe I'm just hating a little too hard, because the dude can wrestle. The dude's good. I love to hate him. He's a good heel. But he had a great match against Sammy Guevara, and this week, he's got a match against Chris Jericho. Not going to lie, super excited for Chris Jericho to beat him up.
Right.
But that's the thing, is I'm excited to see that, and you know, that's just a testament. Being a great heel, it's not as easy as you think.
Mm-mm. And there's also I'm excited for that too, because they've had bad blood for months now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it'll be I think it'll deliver. You know, every one of these matches are really good matches. That,
yeah, none of them look like they're boring.
No. You also have the Inner Circle in a 6-man tag against the Pinnacle.
Yes.
With Conan with the Inner Circle. What?
Yeah.
former NWO guy.
Absolutely.
And also you have another a South Beach strap match with Cody Rhodes with Arn Anderson and QT Marshall with Aaron's, I don't know who that is. Salo and Nick, I can't read it. I guess I need
it. QT Marshall with Aaron Solomon and no, I can't read it either.
I know the print is so small on it.
Nick Comoroto.
There you go. So So
it's looking like it's going to be a pretty good matchup tomorrow night. Like you said, none of these look boring. Anytime there's Cody Rhodes in a match, it looks great. But, you know, for those who might not know, sometimes with wrestling we get lingo that is just really silly sounding. It sounds like it came out the backyard, which it probably did. Do you know what a South Beach strap match is?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Tell us, what is a South Beach strap match?
A strap match is where both contestants are, there's a leather strap that's probably about 6 inches wide.
Uh-huh.
And both of them, I believe they get strapped on their by their wrist to each other. So then that strap comes into play and gets used as a weapon and people get whipped with it and what have you. So it'll be violent.
Okay. Like it. A nice little weapon in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a
it's something that like that hasn't really been around in a long time. That's like back in the NWA days and even some of the early WWE.
Sounds pretty old school.
Yeah, like Roddy Piper, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Dusty Rhodes versus Flair. I think they had strap matches. So there's it's very much an old school deal. And then also there's also the first appearance of Andrade on AEW, and he's facing Matt Sydal.
Yeah, both two very good contestants. I'm pretty excited to see how that works out. You know, I'm just kind of excited for Andrade to get some more work, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he actually, he called WWE and, old John Laurinaitis let him out of his non-compete clause early so he could join AEW. How about that? That doesn't happen very often.
Huh. Y'all can't see my face because it's the radio, but I got that look of pleasant surprise because you're right. Stuff like that doesn't really happen, especially just not just in WWE, but show business in general. Those non-compete things are pretty tough to break. So, hey, good on him.
Yeah, I mean, they were big on that back in the Monday Night Wars days. And I mean, it could be, too, that they don't feel like AEW is competition right now. But if they decide to switch and go head-to-head with them on Mondays and Fridays, because they are going to have Rampage on Friday nights, I think that will definitely change because they're not going to want anybody showing up on another promotion.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But, you know, we talk about AEW, and it's usually pretty free of flaws, but what do you think about Orange Cassidy? How much longer do you think we can, like...
How much can you squeeze out of Orange Cassidy?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because it's... I'll give him credit. Like, his match with Kenny Omega... And, shoot, what's his name? I can picture him. He was Neville in WWE. But anyways, their match was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And he shows that he can go. But I just don't know how long that gimmick can last.
Well, in the words of my retired Navy dad, get your hands out your pockets!
Right. All right, that's going to do it for us. There's going to be some best of programming for the next couple of days, and we'll be back. Mike and I will be back on Friday night. So until then, we're just going to play Gloria.
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre, at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Brought to you by the Saint Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the Saint Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at saintrockmarket.com.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Edible Patriot Points X3, 60% off free shipping Edible Patriot Points, running through July 4th, because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the M4. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping, massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the Genesis Communications Network.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is engaging in expert-level talks with Russian officials over a recent uptick in ransomware attacks. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters a National Security Council meeting centered on ransomware will take place next week. In the latest ransomware attack, the criminals are demanding $70 million in cryptocurrency in exchange for a software key that would unscramble all affected machines. Regarding the $70 million ransom demand, Fred Vicola is the CEO of Casella.
Someone said this is the largest attack in history. I mean, it is nothing like that, but it has my name on it, it has our company's name on it, and you know, we're embarrassed and we're doing everything we can to fix it.
The Pentagon announcing more than 90% of troops and equipment have been withdrawn from Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today to get started with your own show. Email